Nolte, Breitbart's Liar of the Year 2024 Award goes to Joe Scarborough. By John Nolte on December 20, 2024. What a year it was for lies from the Democrat Party and their allies in the regime media. George Stephanopoulos and ABC News were forced to cough up $16 million for repeatedly lying about President-elect Trump being a rapist. The Very Fine People hoax raged on unchecked for its fourth year. There was the blatant lie Trump had called for Liz Cheney's execution. There was the November surprise in the form a rigged suppression poll out of the Des Moines Register. There was the nonsense about Trump's Madison Square Garden rally being a Nazi rally. There was the bloodbath hoax. There was Joe Biden's repeated promise not to pardon his criminal son Hunter. A promise the corrupt media parroted to throw in Trump's face. There was the widespread media lie about the Biden administration lowering the violent crime rate and taming inflation. There was disgraced FBI Director Wray lying about Trump getting hit with shrapnel instead of a bullet. There was Bill Clinton's smear of Breitbart's own Peter Schweizer. PolitiFact's ongoing claim that our only agenda is to publish the truth so you can be an informed participant in democracy, and Kamal's Syrian prisoner hoax, but nothing this year, and I mean nothing, was as blatant, shameless, smug, and proudly brown-nosing of a lie as this. But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically. Because he's been around for 50 years and, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and, I don't, you know what? I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brit Szczynskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. Biden's sycophant Joe Scarborough spewed that lie a mere 3 months before Joe Biden would reveal his much deteriorated mental and physical state to the entire country during his June debate with Trump. A month later, after several fumbling appearances that proved he didn't just have a bad debate night, Biden would be forced out of the presidential race due to his declining abilities, something wholly unprecedented. Yes, all of the regime media lied to us about Biden being sharp as a tack and attempted to gaslight us into believing Biden was fine and the victim of something called cheap fake videos. Believe us, the legacy media urged, not your own eyes and ears. Only Helen Keller and the 1% of the population still in the sway of the corporate media were fooled. Nevertheless, Joe Scarborough's Start Your Tape Right Now claim that the same Joe Biden who would crash and burn at that debate 14 weeks later was intellectually and analytically the best Biden ever represents everything obscene about the modern media. First off, Scarborough is so bubbled and out of touch that he thought he could still get away with it. That his media allies still had the power and influence to gaslight the whole country and protect him by getting Biden over the finish line. He had no idea what was coming in the form of alternative media. My guess is that right now he's looking at Morning Joe's ratings, and it feels like a body bag. Then there's Scarborough using that defense of Biden as a vehicle to boast about what an insider he is, how close he is to power, to the president. It's just gross. Then there's Scarborough's sanctimony, the phony bravado. The fuck you, yes I'm lying but the peasants can't do anything about it bombast. Scarborough knew he was lying. He knew we knew he was lying. That's what he loved most about that moment. The media love lying to our faces. They hate us, everything about us, and openly lying about something that is obviously a lie gets them off. It's a partisan political tactic to get under our skin and knock us off balance. But it was also a stupid tactic that destroyed forever the media's credibility and the thing they most desire. Influence over public opinion. Look at what it says about NBC News and MSNBC that Scarborough can so brazenly and pompously lie and still keep his job. Credibility means nothing to these people. It's all about retaining their status within the velvet bubble. Even if it means selling their integrity like a cheap whore working a bus station bathroom. The good news is that Scarborough will never fully recover from the phony swagger behind his Start the Tape bluster. It will haunt him forevermore. As it should. Oh, we'll start the tape, pal. Every time you open your fat, compromised mouth, we will start the tape. When all is said and done, Joe Scarborough will only be remembered as a fool. As a deep state stooge, as Rachel Maddow with a lower testosterone level. P.S. Scarborough and his side piece turned wife are still hiding the truth about Biden. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.